Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hold it for a second.
Where you been and where you going? This is Ari's travel show, yeah. We're gonna talk about travel today. It's You'll Be Trippin', yeah.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You'll Be Trippin', the only podcast on the internet. Today's guest is notable. Actually, he owns his own podcast network. Gas Digital Network. He's a founding member of the Legion of Skanks podcast. He has his own podcast called Real Ass Podcast with Luis Gomez. Please, I always say please welcome. There's no audience. I don't know why I said Luis Gomez on the show today. Thank you for coming today, Luis.
Nice to be here. I'm very
happy. How was that as an intro to start?
Perfect. I wouldn't change anything.
You think so?
Wouldn't change a word.
It feels contrived.
Wouldn't change a letter.
Okay, that's great. Did I say the J?
I wasn't paying attention.
Great. Luis, thank you for coming on You'll Be Trippin'. Where are we headed today?
We're heading to the wonderful, wonderful island
of
Ayman, yeah. Of Jamaica.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the trashiest place that you talk about on this show, if I had to guess.
You love Jamaica. Mm. You fucking for real love Jamaica.
I do.
Yeah.
I've been, I think, 9 times.
Damn! 9 times.
9 times.
What, so let's just get into it then.
Please.
So the one thing obviously everybody knows about Jamaica, what I knew about Jamaica growing up is
Have you been to Jamaica?
I have not.
You've not?
No, I've been to 32 or 34 countries. I got to do the math, but no, not
Never
Jamaica.
Never been to Jamaica. So yeah, I mean, it is like.
Never called me.
When I was a young pothead, you know, when I started smoking weed when I was 17 years old, you know, there's a couple places at the time, because weed was illegal, even in Cali at that time, it was illegal, right? Like, we just got...
Oh, yeah.
It just became legal the past decade in, like, you know, Colorado, California, and just in the past year in New York and New Jersey. But, like, when I would smoke weed as a kid, I was a fucking criminal. Like, it felt like a crime, it felt like a drug, and there was a couple places in the world that you could go...
Yeah.
And you could smoke weed legally or somewhat legally. Amsterdam. Being one, which is my first international trip ever. And then Jamaica was the other one. So both of those places, and a pothead was a part of my identity. Like, when I was a teenager, when I first started smoking weed, it was like, oh shit, this is everything to me. Like,
dude, isn't it hilarious that weed is an identity?
Yeah.
It's not going to be that anymore.
No, well, okay,
now that it's legal, it's like, yeah, you can't have cigarette smoking as your identity.
I mean, I guess there are people that have like beer as their
identity.
Yeah, identity.
You're right. You're right.
I guess they'll still be. But once you're 22, 23 years old, it begins to be really like eye-rolly. It's a great Dan Soder joke where he's like, when I was a teenager, it was like a badge of honor. He was like, I smoke weed every day. He was like, now that I'm an adult, it's so sad. He's like, I smoke weed every day. Great bit. And it's very, very true. I think that like exemplifies like what, you know, being a pothead is, because I'm still a pothead. I still wake and bake. I still smoke in the morning. But
you smoke in the morning? You wake and bake?
I wake and bake.
I never wake
and bake. I take a dab, dude, at like 7 in the morning.
I would just like to say, just so it's official, I've done it on Legion of Skanks. I'm handing over my status as a pothead comedian to you, Luis.
I'm the pothead comedian now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Soder is still number one.
Okay.
In New York, I believe.
Okay.
But if my top Rushmore in New York, I'm off. You're on.
Nice. Well, thank you. I really appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome. I just can't. I can't. I don't smoke every day. I don't wake and bake.
Oh, you don't wake and bake?
No,
oh, that's crazy.
I smoke most days.
Wow. No, I wake and bake. I smoke all day, every day. And I've sort of smoked and dabbed. So anyway, regardless. So Jamaica sort of like, that was sort of like out there. Like, oh, one day I'd love to go to Jamaica and smoke weed in Jamaica. That'd be cool. And then I read a book called Rule of the Bone by Russell Banks.
Yeah.
And this book was just about a little kid who was abused like by his stepdad, his mom, like grew up dirt poor, really connected with the character, right?
Is it you?
It was about me.
Yeah. I wrote under a pen name.
But through a series of events, the kid ends up living with a Rastafarian dude in like the forest in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just like it just ends up there, right? And it's very random. And it was just whatever. I read this book and I really loved the book. And there's something about, like, I was like, dude, I need to go to this place and just roll a joint of Jamaican weed and experience that culture and experience that life at one point. And the girl who gave me that book to read, who was sort of a girlfriend, but really just a friend at the time, Katie Barry, she gave me that book and she actually took me on my first trip to Jamaica because we both sort of fell in love with it. And the first time I went, I went to Negril, and we stayed at the absolute cheapest resort you could get. Like,
yeah.
You know,
jank.
Like $650, like round trip tickets and the resort. Like, it was like so cheap. It was dirt cheap.
Yeah. How old were you?
Maybe 23, 24.
Dude, isn't there something, just, we'll get back to it in a second, but isn't there something amazing about the low level of luxury you need in your early and mid 20s?
It blew my mind.
And you look back on it and you're like, what did I do?
Yeah. It blew my mind, dude. Like, it was the first time
like
I was
ever... Like, go to Vegas, you've seen eight guys to a room.
Well, I'd never been in warm water before. I never got in the ocean and felt warm water on my skin.
Oh, right.
It was the, you know, the Atlantic Ocean. I'd only been in New York. The Atlantic Ocean, was it's freezing and dirty and disgusting, dude. And I go in this crystal clear water, and I remember just humming the Club Med commercial. Come to Jamaica and feel. I would snorkel.
I feel all right.
And I would snorkel by myself, dude. And I would get emotional as I was doing it, dude. Because it was like, even as I never, like getting on a plane and being in crystal clear water as a kid, it was not even anything that was a possibility in the world.
I could see you crying underwater. Mm-hmm. The only time you
filling
can cry.
Filling up my goggles.
The only time you can cry when no one can see you. Like,
but I have that moment almost every time I go to Jamaica now. I snorkel by myself.
It's that awesome.
I hum the Club Med commercial music to myself, and I go, "God damn it, I love this place."
It's how's the snorkeling?
It's great.
It's like an aquarium, like looking at an aquarium. It's
depending
like
on where you go. So I've been to a few different iterations of like, you know, Jamaican life. I've seen a lot of different like angles on it because I've gone so many times. So depending on where you go, I don't really go for snorkeling. Right, so where I go, it's not like the best snorkeling, but I've been to Jamaica in like incredible snorkeling areas. I went on the southern coast of Jamaica with a chick. Oh, I was counting the amount of girls I'd been to Jamaica with, and I forgot that chick. Five girls I've been to Jamaica with.
It's so great when you know like this will work as a place.
Yeah,
this will work.
Well, the thing is, you can go
and you want to go.
Doggy, look, I've been to Puerto Rico, I've been to Mexico, I've been to the Bahamas, I've
doggy
been to,
back.
Oh, yeah, doggy's back. I've been every. I mean. The reality is, I've been to Hawaii. Like, once you're on a beach with warm water, right? Yeah. Then it becomes sort of like that's all the same. Like, everything's kind of the same, right? Like, if you just sort of like, there's sand, there's water. The difference is the weed is a big part of it, right? That it's part of the culture. The food is fucking impeccable. I love Jamaican food.
What's Jamaican food?
Jamaican, jerk chicken, obviously, pork.
Yeah, that's great.
It's always rice and beans anywhere you go in the world, right? Anywhere except the States.
But that area, Dominican Republic too, all those places, it's over there.
Yeah, yeah. Oxtail is a bit like their big national dish. Their breakfast food is called aki and whitefish. Aki is like a tree. It's called a breadfruit. Like it actually almost looks like scrambled eggs. It kind of tastes like scrambled eggs. They eat it for breakfast, right? But it actually comes from a tree, and they mix in this like really salty white fish, and it's their national breakfast dish.
Oh wow!
You know, so their food is like incredible, and that's I'll tell people when they go, and I'll give my first tip when you go to Jamaica is do not go to a resort. I've been to nice resorts in Jamaica.
I thought you only went to resorts.
No. I've been to multiple resorts in Jamaica, and now I exclusively go to private villas.
That's your cheat code. How many times in before you like figure it out? What's private villa? Airbnb?
You can do them on Airbnb. You can do them anywhere. I mean, go to just look up JamaicanVillas.com. Just Google Jamaican Villas. There's a bunch of travel agents that specialize. Jamaica.
A villa. What do you get with the villa?
Okay. In a villa, you're getting a private chef who cooks you three meals a day.
What?
Five meals a day if you want. Whatever you want.
What do you mean? Like, does he live there?
They live either on premises or nearby. The chef, she's a grandma, Jamaican grandma. You're talking about a 65-year-old
woman
who's been cooking her whole life. The best, like, just the fucking best food you're ever going to have. Shout out to Miss Janet at... no, edit that out. Nobody's going to my villa.
No. Oh, dude, I'm just telling you, I edit out anything specific. I just bleep it or mute it.
Good.
I don't want to ruin anybody's place.
No, please. Yeah. I'm serious about that.
It will be bleeped. It's already
villa.
Muted out.
Find your fucking own villa, doggy, yeah, right. Okay? My villa is my villa.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Miss Janet, she makes, for breakfast, she makes these... She calls them guava pastries, but really what it is, it's like her own version of French toast, doggy. This is the best thing you're ever going to eat your entire life, right? All right, so imagine she takes the bread. First of all, the bread in Jamaica, I don't know what they do. It's fluffy. It's delicious. It's fucking perfect. Just a regular bag of bread you buy at the supermarket, right? And she takes two slices of bread, right? She butters it on all sides, right?
Nice.
in the center of it, she puts guava jelly, just like out of a jar, guava jelly, right?
Okay.
And she puts it together like a sandwich. Then she takes that whole sandwich and dips it in egg like French toast all around. Then she fries that whole thing, then cuts it in fourths, and the stickiness from the sugar and there are these little squares, and it almost like quarterizes the corners of the bread when she cuts it down. I mean, dude, it's just a hot guava jelly pouring out of this sticky French toast, dude. It's the fucking best thing I've ever eaten in my life. And I tell her on day one, it's like, Miss Janet,
don't make anything except that.
I was like, no, we should make other things too. But that is in conjunction with everything that we have for breakfast. And we'll have everything. We have bacon, we have eggs, we have, you know, fresh fruit salad.
Yeah.
It's a whole spread. It's up to you, right? So here's the thing. If you're going with just you and one other person, this is going to be a more expensive option. Once you hit two couples, it's about the price of a good
resort for four people.
Yep. Once you hit six people, you're starting to save money. You're like saving money on this now, because what they do is
with
the villa, and you get a driver, security. It's private grounds, private beach.
Do you need security?
Private beach, private pool. Yes, you need security. It is a third world country. If you go out, there's no bar life. There's no nightlife. We'll get into that too, right?
Where do you get weed then?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
So with the villa,
sorry,
you can find them for like
how much?
The one I said is a little more expensive.
How much is a so-so one? Not bad, but not good.
$500.
Like,
$500 per night. You could probably get a two-bedroom villa.
$250 a night per couple. $125 each.
Now, but what that means, you get the chef. But here's the thing: you have to buy the food. Now, at first, you're like, "Oh, they're gonna rip me off, dude!"
Yeah.
Like you know. But when you realize their entire economy is based off of making sure you come back and tell friends, they're not ripping you off. I go now and I don't even look at the receipt. Like, they're so honest. Like, the first time I went, I was very like concerned. Am I going to like the food? This or the other. Now when I go, I say, okay, we're here for 5 nights. I want fish on Monday night, steak on Tuesday night, oxtail on Wednesday night. I just give the proteins.
Yeah.
And then I say, please surprise us with sides, make salads. And they go shopping. You just pay them.
Oh, you don't have to go to the supermarket and get the stuff.
You can do it yourself if you want. Some people like
that. That's fun. That's fun.
Yeah.
Do they have their own dollars? What do they use for dollars?
They just accept American money. They do have Jamaican money, but they accept American money everywhere. It's easier to, instead of the conversion. It's like 1 billion Jamaican dollars for $1. It's something crazy. Most of the villas, some of them, they say you have to shop yourselves. You have to look at like the liner notes on like what it's going to be.
Yeah.
But what you want them to do is you want to give them a list of food. Be like, I want grapes. I want strawberries. I want cookies. I want whatever. And you say, hey, take care of that and bill me. I want my rum. I want the alcohol. They have it all set up. There's coffee every morning. Like the villa experience.
And what's on the villa? Pool, yard?
Pool, private
pool.
Beach. Private beach? Get them with no pool. You can get cheaper ones that have nothing. Right. I went with a chick, my ex-girlfriend. We went with a really cheap one. It had no pool, but it was just on the beach. And there was three little villas on this little private beach.
What
there
does villas mean?
Villa.
House?
Yeah, I think it means a house.
I mean, is it different than an Airbnb house? Or is it just because it's in Jamaica, it feels like a villa?
I don't really know.
Wall? Is it a wall around it?
It's beautiful. Here, I'll show you some pictures. I can show you pictures of the villas.
Let me see.
I'll show you the picture of the villa that I go to. I didn't actually put them in a separate file,
but it's also
you
the
have
same
to
time.
Not oh, watch right. me have sex with women in some of these pictures.
Okay, fair. I won't upload that.
Let me see. Albums. Hold on. I think I have a Jamaica. No, I do. I have the Gas Digital Jamaica Retreat right here.
And this is all
the
villa?
Hold on. Never mind. This is Jamaica 2020. So this is when I took my family to this villa. Oh, this is a different villa. This isn't the one that I go to every time. So this one had a private pool.
Ah, it's nice.
Yeah, really.
Oh, right
really,
on the water.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at that bonsai tree.
This was no beach. This had like cliff diving. There was no actual beach, but you'd go cliff diving over here. You just jump off the cliffs, and it was kind of.
Who's that? Your sister?
No, it's Beatrice. It's my son's.
Wow.
My son's mother. Yeah, when we were friends, we used to come on the family vacations with us. But yeah, this villa was really, really dope. It's not as nice as the one that I go to. This right here is a place, what is this place called? It's a jerk chicken spot right next door to the weed spot that we go to. So I'll answer that question. You asked how we can get weed. But anyway, regardless, $500 a night for the villa, plus your airline tickets. It's really not like, I mean, it's probably cheaper than a nice resort.
Yeah,
just for two people.
Okay.
So.
Hi, everybody. Today's episode of You Be Trippin' is brought to you by Water Fountains. Remember Water Fountains? Wherever you go, giving you life-giving water. They keep the planet afloat. their water fountains.
Whoa, nice water fountain.
Yeah, it sure is.
May I?
Oh, absolutely, friend.
What do you prefer?
Whichever one you want. They're both great.
I'm gonna go big or go home. Wow. Hey, all right, you want to trade?
I'm gonna throw up.
Now back to the episode.
That's what I recommend. You can do resorts. The food, when you're cooking,
I don't like the all inclusive where they're like, you can't go out because you're missing out on the food you already paid for.
Well,
you can't go.
It's also
go
the
try
food
to,
sucks.
The food sucks. It's buffet food.
They're
it's
cooking buffet for food. 500 people,
and you got to be around the worst fucking humans.
Terrible.
The resort people suck.
You end up being gluttonous as well. You end up overeating because you're like, I need to get my money's worth.
And they cook, by the way, if they cook for a portion, they cook for, tell me if I'm wrong, at other places, they cook for the fattest tourists.
Yeah.
So then you're just like,
shitty cheeseburgers, shitty french fries.
And
like,
too much of it.
Yeah, it's terrible. Like, ugh. So I hate that, like, with if, you know, and by the way, you can get villas in Mexico. You can get it with a private chef. This exists everywhere. Jamaica, where I think, made it
exists
famous.
Everywhere.
They were one of the first like countries that like people did this like at.
Yeah.
My agent told me about it. He was like, because me and Kim went to an all inclusive resort the first time. Me and her went to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And he rep both of us, and he was like Kona Smith from Buckwald.
Is that when you guys got together? No, you already.
No, I got. We were together, and then she started working with him. But he went for his honeymoon.
Yeah,
and he told me he was like, "Dude, they had. And they all. Most of them have dogs. Like most of those just have like.
Buckwald's still around?
Yeah, Buckwald's still around. Yeah.
Wow. Dude, around when I was starting.
I know, it's crazy.
Wow.
But there's usually like beach dogs that are sort of like your dog for the weekend, and you just feed them scraps or whatever. There's like cats and like, you know, it's just sort of like part of the life.
Yeah.
But they had, for his villa, they had a trained guard dog that was like a security dog, a German Shepherd. And they came in and they smelled him and his wife, literally smelled him. And then for the rest of the trip, the dog stayed 10 feet behind them like this. Like if anybody came near them, the dog would fucking start looking at them. The tail would go up. The ears would go up. Yeah, dude. They had their own trained guard dog.
Wow. That's nice to have.
Yeah,
that's security.
Yeah, really
dope,
dude.
That's security.
But Jamaica, the first time I went to Jamaica, I stayed at a shit resort and the weed was illegal back then, right? And
it was illegal in Jamaica?
It was illegal.
Wait. Really?
It was illegal, yeah.
In Jamaica?
Jamaica. And
they're known for it, though. How'd they get known for it?
Because it's part of the culture. It's just sort of like they look the other way. But what they would do with tourists is they would use weed to sort of shake them down. And the cops, I remember I was talking to a guy, and I was like, oh yeah, I hear it's dangerous. And he's like, yeah, man, you don't gotta worry about the people. You gotta worry about the police. The police are the scumbags. And he said that to me. And I was like, yeah, sure. So I rented a moped, and I was driving. I didn't give me a helmet. They just didn't give me a moped. It's fucking Jamaica, dude. Like a little shitty moped. And I was driving down the street, and then some guy starts waving at me in the street, right? And everywhere you go, the first time I went, everywhere I went at this shitty resort, it was an open beach. It was a public beach. It was just people trying to sell you shit. It was crazy. It was so annoying. Like
that's annoying.
It was the most annoying thing in the world.
You're just trying to have a relaxed time. They just keep coming one after the other.
It was terrible. Dude,
Cabo was like that. Cabo, the festival was like that. And it was like, no. How fast do they go from, do you want beads of any kind, to cocaine?
It's everything. Beads, you want massage, you want aloe, do you want cocaine, do you want weed, do you want ganja,
It's such
mushrooms?
A harsh jump.
Yeah.
Hey, you want this shirt? No, cocaine?
They have it all.
Damn, dude.
This bitch can braid my hair, she can suck my dick, she can give me blow, it's crazy. So, so I thought it was a guy like trying to sell me some shit. I was on my moped, so I'm like, I just sped past him. Yeah. Turns out he was wearing a blue button-down shirt. He looked like just a regular Jamaican in a blue button-down shirt. He was a cop. So then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, on both sides of me, there's two motorcycles, police motorcycles on both sides, Jamaican police, right? And I'm like, you know, I'm like, oh, shit. So I pull over, and these guys fucking straight up patted me down looking for money.
No fucking way.
Looking for drugs.
Oh, what?
Looking for, yeah, like they were like, we're going to arrest you, man. You know, you better pay us. Like, it was unapologetic, dude. And I was like, oh, shit, dude. It's a real deal.
What did they get you on?
Because I wasn't wearing a helmet.
That's crazy.
But they just let me go. I was like, they didn't give me a helmet at the thing, and I had no money on me. I had no weed. But if I had money, they were going to take my money, and that was going to be that. But at that time, weed was illegal. So the cops would use it to shake you down. And also at that time, weed was trash. The first five times I went to Jamaica, weed was trash, right?
Interesting.
Like, it's, I'm talking about like...
Interesting.
Remember in like high school... Like
Amsterdam was way better.
Oh, for weed. The weed in Amsterdam was crazy. So ahead of its time. Like
it was trash weed in Jamaica?
Garbaggio, doggy.
What?
Real deal.
That's
real garbage.
Really disappointing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really disappointing.
But let me tell you, hold on. So it was street stuff. It was grown in the hills. It was grown in the mountains. You could take tours in Jamaica of the weed fields. And the old weed fields, it was just grown in Jamaican sun. Just outdoor dirty weed with seeds in it and stems. It was not the sticky, icky, icky.
Yeah.
As Snoop Dogg would have said.
For.
You want the sticky, icky.
Yeah.
Right. What they would tell you back then was you got to ask.
For the listeners, the Snoop Dogg is a well-known rapper and marijuana enthusiast.
The people would tell you when you originally went, my buddy Jablonski, who sold me weed and was part Jamaican, the first time I went to Jamaica, he's like, you got to ask for the lamb's bread. He was like, that's what they call it there, the lamb's bread. So that's what I'd say. I get off, and this is to this day, you get off in the airport, and as you're going from your plane to your gate, an employee in the airport comes up to you. He's like, hey, man, you want to buy some weed? And then he hands you like a quarter ounce to a half an ounce in a package.
At the airport?
It's an airport employee. Okay. you haven't even gotten your bags yet, dude. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's $100, man. Never buy that weed. Never buy that weed. It's wrapped up. It's some shit. They're going to act like you can't look at it. It's garbage. It's going to be trash weed every time, dude. And
how many people are they getting? Probably
everybody.
A lot.
Dude, I brought my crew. I told everyone. I brought 17 people from Gas Digital. We brought all of our producers last year, and we rented three villas, private villas on the beach for the crew. It was the coolest experience ever, sharing that with that many of my producers. And these guys are my friends, right?
Oh, wow.
I told everyone, guys, don't buy from the guy in the airport. Sure enough, two people bought from the guy in the airport because they just don't know how to say no. No.
It's hard.
Just say no, you idiot. Okay?
You got to treat those people like when you get off the plane at JFK and they're like, cab. They're like, hey, sir. Look at them as not even anything.
Yeah, no.
Not be like, no thanks. Just be like, ugh, I know what you're doing. Get out of here.
But back then, that's really all you could get. And I still said no to the guy in the airport because I was told, somebody said, don't buy from the airport. I was like, tell your driver you want to get good weed. I get the lamb's bread. And then we stopped off the first time I went. And this is how we do it every time. My driver would stop off. He had a friend who sold weed. It was like a big, giant garbage bag. You come over, you give him $100, and he gives you like literally a shopping bag full of brown weed. But I fell in love with it there. Yeah. Like, it was... You're just in Jamaica listening to reggae music. Like, it's everything.
Is reggae music everywhere?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I also just bring a little speaker, and I'm blasting reggae music the whole time, dude.
Yeah.
And
you into the vibe.
No, you have to the whole fucking time. So, you know, but you're smoking this dirt weed, but you're in the most beautiful place on earth. You know, the vibe is like, you know, everyone's like, no problem, man. The people don't feel shady. They don't. They like at first you think it's like the people are very friendly and welcoming. Like even sort of in the ghetto, like they're
just
not
just the police. That's interesting.
Yeah, the police were fucking shady, dude. The people are very like sort of welcoming, right? So now they've legalized medicinal marijuana.
Okay.
So I go to a place called Kaya House. Every year I go to now I go to Ocho Rios. Which Ocho Rios? What's the problem with Kaya House?
What? What are these cities or stores?
Oh, you're
stores?
Not saying the name of the stores? Why?
Yeah, we don't do it. They'll find it. They'll find their own thing. Yeah.
Even in the city Ocho Rios?
Oh, no, that's okay. Cities are okay.
There's one big weed shop in Ocho Rios. You'll find it. It's called Kai House.
All right. I mean, I guess it's not a tourist stop. I don't want to like fucking say that. Just like your fucking whatever her name is place.
Well, my villa is my villa. I don't want these fans to go and come in my villa.
But we're okay with that. With Ocho Rios getting overloaded with fucking.
They're not going to get overloaded. They, you know, not,
adds to it a little
a
bit.
A small amount of people are going to be able to, you know, just go. We're going to be inspired to go. I think. Well, actually, your fans probably will be inspired to go. But there's villas all over the place.
Are there weed shops everywhere, or is there just that?
There's not that many. This is a big one.
Okay.
And it's very nice. It's
all
really
right,
nice.
Go for it.
And it's medicinal. When you get there, you spend, I think it's $25, and you call a doctor on a cell phone, and they go, hey, what's ailing you, man? And you say, oh, I got back problems. He's like, cool, passed. And then they give the phone back to the guy. It's just that, and then they put your name in the system. But now my name is in the entire country system. If I go to any weed shop in Jamaica, I just got to give my name, and I'm
really
good. I have a medicinal
computerized
license. Yeah,
that's better than L.A. was.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
Better than L.A. was. You had to fucking carry your stupid thing around.
No, yeah, there's nothing like that. Once you're in, you're in. So now it's medicinal, and now they have really good stuff. Comparable to what you buy from like a drug dealer in New York, Right. So not now that it's legal, but remember when you first moved here a few years ago where you'd get like just good stuff? It'd be okay.
It'd be okay. Not a lot of selection.
This is exactly it. It's almost like you're buying from a drug dealer in New York. You're going to get some good drugs, some good haze. Yes, yeah. Exactly. They're going to give it a name, but it's not really whatever that fucking name is, right? And they sell it. They sell it by the ounce. Most of the time, they're out of ounces.
I'm looking at sativa dominant hybrid.
None of that shit. Not a stereo.
But they also have. They have wax.
Oh really?
They'll sell pens. They have. It's different.
I pictured it on a fucking beach shack bar. Just like
no,
it's not that at all.
I gotta show you Kaya House.
Yeah,
it's actually
show me Kaya
cool.
House.
It's
show
really
me
cool.
House.
Hold on one second, because me and my sister went there a few times, so that's probably where the pictures are. But this place was
Why are you looking for that? How was the weather?
The weather's literally 84 and sunny every day.
Doesn't matter when you go.
Doesn't matter when you go. It's 84 and sunny every single
day. That's fucking great.
It is. The forecast is going to call for rain.
Yeah, what does that mean?
This is the outside.
This is Kai House?
Herb House. Say Kai Herb House. That's me and my sister going in. She was so happy. The kid's mad that they have to wait for us to go buy weed.
Look how sad she looks.
All they want to do is get to the beach.
And then you're back and she's like, yes!
Yeah. But
that's the pool?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
How's the fruit there? Do they have nice fresh fruit?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so the depending on where you go, we had a mango tree, so they would cut the mangoes fresh for us. We just eat mango all the time.
Damn.
It was fucking, incredible. That's the weed. The weed, you just got to go to a weed shop. Now, you don't buy it. Never buy it on the beach. You're just not going to get good weed. And if you want to get good weed at this point, who doesn't?
Right. Go to these houses.
You got to go to, a weed shop.
And how do you get the doctor? Did you say? They call for you. Right there.
Right there and then.
Right.
They call for you. They want to make it easy. When you go on a vacation to a place that's like a very touristy place, most of the time it's like intuitive. Like it's like they're using like an Apple, like a MacBook now. It's like you sort of can just figure it out, right? They make it that way because if it's difficult, they're not going to. Like once I started getting Rome was pretty easy to navigate when I went to Italy, so it was Cinque Terre. But once you're in certain like little areas, like, it's not tourist friendly. It's not easy to figure out. Like even just reading, once we left Rome, the train schedule and like how it was like on the walls, I was like, this is getting...
It's foreign. It's like...
Yeah, it's very, very foreign. Whereas Rome, it was designed to make it easy for people from multiple cultures to be able to use it, children to be able to use it.
Hi, everybody. Ari Shaffir here to break in to tell you that I'm a stand-up comedian and so is Luis Gomez. And I have tour dates to tell you about right now. I'm going to tell you about them quick before these people show up and make me self-conscious about doing this ad read in public. I am going to be at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles May 9th and 10th doing my live storytelling shows. Ari Shaffir's Renamed Storytelling Show. May 10th is sold out. May 9th, still some tickets available. I know. Well, if you wanted to go May 10th, it's over. I hear you, but it's over. It's sold out. You can try to get on the wait list. Luis Gomez, and then I'm also going to be in Australia. All tickets for my shows are arishafir.com. I'm going to be in Melbourne, Adelaide, Canberra. I'm sorry. Melbourne, Adelaide, Canberra, Brisbane, and Sydney. Two shows in Melbourne are already sold out on May 18th. Then the 2017th we added May 24th in Adelaide, May 25th, May 31st. And June 1st in Sydney, that I'm done until my special comes out on probably YouTube. I don't know. We'll know. Whatever. We got to see. Luis Gomez is also touring, and here's where he's going to be. I got it. Denver. Ooh, this next week in Denver. Then Grand Rapids, Glendale, Wisconsin, Las Vegas, Nevada, Point Pleasant, New Jersey, Ontario, California, Oxnard, California, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas, New Orleans, Louisiana, Lafayette, San Jose, and everything else. Guys, go to lewisofskanks.com for those tour dates as well. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you're listening or watching. Hit subscribe. We're already up to 42,000 subscribers as of midway through the Duncan episode. All right, let's get back to the episode.
So for the most part, it's not an intimidating place like that. You're just not going to leave the resort, you're not gonna,
So you're just there for the weather and the beach?
You live for the weather, the beach, the food, the company.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
You're not, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm sure there are. I don't know because I just haven't been. I haven't really gone out in Montego Bay, which is an extremely touristy area. My assumption is there's probably Cabo Wabos and fucking Margaritaville type places that are like busy with tourists.
Yeah.
That's kind of whack to me. Like, you know, if I'm going to go out in a new country and experience their nightlife.
There's a Friendly's in Cabo.
Yeah,
Friendly's
sure.
ice cream.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like that. By the way, in Jamaica, they have the largest KFC in the world. And that's
no one should be in there. How full is it?
We went when I brought the crew, because everyone talks about it. Because apparently they do something different with the spices. They got permission. The country of Jamaica got permission from KFC to add a 12th herb
to
spice.
Change the original recipe?
Yes.
Full of secret spices?
Look it up.
What?
I swear to God, dude. They got permission to change the recipe. And so it's a little bit different than any other KFC you're going to get in the entire world.
Oh, my God.
And people love it. People love it. So we went and we got it because we were like, this is hilarious. And we got it. So with Gas Digital, the whole crew, we brought back like buckets and buckets of chicken.
You're trash people. You're all trash people.
All trash people.
Well, no, I do get that, though. No, sometimes they'll have like weirdo items. Like Burger King had brown sticky rice in Thailand.
Yeah, of course.
So it'll be like
fish
that.
And chips when you
what
go to England.
Have jerk? KFC jerk chicken?
I think they do.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they do.
I would try that.
I just got because I wanted to see what the crispy chicken was like.
Yeah. And was it different?
No, not really.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't really taste the difference. It was a little soggy because it was so humid there, and we brought it back in like bags of these huge buckets.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, a great treat, there's something called Juicy Platter. Not Juicy Platters. Fuck.
What is it?
Oh, it's I have a
chain?
Yeah, it's a chain for Jamaican beef patties. Because that's what you do. So what I eat in the morning is I eat my big breakfast. But then I made the mistake where I was like, oh, 3 meals a day. You're not going to need 3 meals
that.
A day. You don't want 3 meals a day with the villa because you're going to be so full. You're going to eat a huge breakfast.
Yeah.
You eat this massive lunch. You're just drinking all day. By the time dinner comes around, you're full. You're like, dude, I don't even want to eat dinner. And you sort of waste that dinner.
Yeah.
So now I just do breakfast. We have just snacks in the house for lunch, right? We do a big breakfast. Then we do dinner. We always have leftovers from dinner from the night before that we have for lunch. We snack
Smart.
On. But I also get like 50 patties, hot chicken patties, beef patties. You like a Jamaican beef patty?
I don't think I've ever had it.
After this, can we please go get one and we'll record your review of it? Do you have time?
Yes. I got to meet Ian.
There's Ian Finance? Where's
Laura.
He telling you?
Ian Laura.
Where's Ian Laura go?
Guess.
His grandma's house in Jersey?
Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic.
Yeah, he's been there like a billion times.
Oh, really? People love
DR.
Yeah,
right around there.
Yeah.
Probably similar foods. We're not talking about that. Save
that.
That's
fine, regardless.
Regardless. I'll get one with you later.
I would have beef patties. I just heat up beef patties all day long, and they're so fucking delicious.
Where do you get those here?
They're all over the place. There's... I'm trying to remember the name of the place. I'm just blanking on them, but just look up Jamaican beef patties. They're all over the place.
Are they in bodegas? Or are they in like only Jamaican
places?
No,
you'll get them in pizzerias a lot. See, they're it's almost rectangular. It's orange.
Yeah.
Let me show you your phone's on beef patty, dude. I'll show you a beef patty right now.
I know. That's what you're looking up.
Hold on. I'll also see if I have another Jamaica album here because...
What are the chicks like in Jamaica?
Fat, black.
Wow. Interesting. Not the second part, but the first part.
Let's see. Do I only have one Jamaica?
Are there any white Jamaicans?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of expats that like move there and they just like love it.
But I mean, like with the accent.
Yeah, of course. Oh, this is Dolphin Cove. We went swimming with dolphins. So, all right, let me tell you a couple things around the area.
Okay.
Ocho Rios is cool because there's you can swim with dolphins.
Yeah.
You go cliff diving. There's a place called the Blue Hole. Which are you going to cut that out? I mean, why wouldn't they want to go to the Blue Hole?
I don't know. What is that? The place everybody goes to?
It's a known tourist spot. It's not like, but
it's a tourist location. So this is going to be weird for me ideologically because it's already a tourist spot. It's already a tourist spot.
So there's
from
a
start
thing.
To finish.
There's a thing about when you have a family.
Yeah.
You want to bring a kid to the touristy shit. I wouldn't go swimming with dolphins if I'm going with a chick. Right.
It's still cool though. You
it's
don't
fun.
Go with the chicks. You deny the chicks. The fucking
dolphins.
Swim
with dolphins? Yeah, we don't swim with dolphins.
I heard dolphins get aggressively territorial and jealous, and they'll try to drown the husband of the two of a couple.
Oh, that'd be fucking... But have you swam with, dolphins?
No.
You know, have you? Or you do all this stuff. You know, have you ever held a chimpanzee?
I held monkeys.
Chimpanzees?
No, not chimpanzees. Aren't you worried he's going to gouge your eye out?
But, yeah, dude.
Where'd you do that?
In Myrtle Beach at Doc Antle's.
Myrtle Beach?
Doc Antle's.
From the show?
Yeah, dude. It was incredible, dude. In fucking incredible, dude. Changed my life, dude.
Changed your mind. First, I was like, I'll never have a chimpanzee soda. No,
changed my life, dude. Dude, but it's not just chimpanzees. It's baby tigers and wolves and hyenas.
I've pet a tiger before. It's crazy, right?
These
when you're touching one.
Fucking wild.
They're so fucking big.
We were swimming with dolphins, and it's like just a muscle that just cuts through the water, dude. Like, you hold on to his fin.
Yeah.
And
you hold
like,
on to them?
Yeah, and they swim you fucking across
the thing,
dude. Let me see. I don't know. You can't really see. You see me sort of. This is me.
No way. Dude, no fucking
yeah,
way.
Two dolphins.
Oh, my God.
How cool is that?
Send me that. Send me that one right now. Send me that one right now. Oh, my God.
That's cool, right?
Oh, my God. Wow. He was flying through the water.
Yeah.
He was flying through the fucking water. And the way the waves hit it right at the end.
Yeah. I'm sure these animals are terribly abused.
No hey, doubt.
Man, you big bomber clad fish.
I mean, that's pretty obvious. But
beat him with fucking tree branches.
It's not that song what they do in the wild. Lift up children into an enthusiastic pose.
Yeah, no, not at all. So this is Duns River Falls. This is one of the coolest things that I've done with my son.
What is it? What'd you do?
So it's a waterfall.
Do you have a better time there with your son or chicks? It's a tough one.
I have a great time with everybody. Like Duns River Falls, it's a waterfall, a big natural waterfall.
Yeah.
And, you know, just I watch my son like at the bottom of the waterfall be very, like afraid and timid. Like it was like this rushing water. It's kind of like it's very big, especially for a little kid, right? I can't even imagine how big it looked to him. You know, and the water's rushing kind of hard on your feet. And I watch him sort of like just not really have his footing. But then like within like 5 minutes, I'm watching him like really like, cause he's a city kid too, right? So he's not used to like climbing trees and shit. But I just watched him sort of like become fucking one with the earth and fucking like truly like it sort of fall into nature in a different way than he had ever done it before. It was really, really cool to watch. That was one of the coolest experiences with my son. I was doing it with the Gas Digital crew.
Went there with the Gas Digital crew?
Yeah, 17 people we brought. And
that is a cool trip.
It's an amazing, dude.
How long were you guys there for?
Went for four nights, I think. Four or five nights.
So that's the waterfall?
Yeah, we're just carving our names into the rocks, which you're not supposed to do. But the water washes it away. Come on, everyone does it. Yeah, but they like natural little slides and things like
slides.
That. And then they have little like tour guides that will like, you know, walk you through and show you the best way to walk. But it was
Who's
genuinely
that?
That's my brother-in-law. Oh, so this is the other Vela.
Yeah.
So this is a different girl. Yeah, this
How many girls have you brought here?
Five girls.
Five girls, you told me that.
Five girls to Jamaica. Yeah,
and
yeah,
did
yeah.
they all just love it? They must, right?
Of course. Yeah, look at the
sunset,
dude. Look at the sunset.
Oh, wow.
This is a private beach, dude.
Nobody's there. Who walks there?
Us.
So, but what's further that way?
There's a little bar up here. Like, it's like a local shack. Like, this is the nicest restaurant in this area. I was like, oh, we should go to a nice restaurant. And it's just a little sea shack. Like,
oh, really? That's it? That's all that's there?
And that's the only, like, restaurant.
But is this,
yeah.
like, a house next to you right here?
So there's three villas. So there's three villas on the property, right?
You got them all for the gas crew?
We got all of them for the gas crew. We got the one for my family.
And then what's on the edge? Like what ends?
So behind the
villa, random people walk through here?
So there's the water. No, there's no people walk through. It's just too far down. There's nothing to walk to down here.
Oh.
They technically can. It's not truly private. Like they could actually come.
Yeah.
I've stayed at ones that are truly private, but this is my favorite villa. This one right here. Honestly, I don't really care if people really go, but I'll
tell
recommend
me.
It to you.
Tell
yeah,
me,
it's,
yeah.
You'll love it, dude. It's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
And it's not a big fancy. It feels like Jamaica. It feels like beachy. It's not like you're not in like a lap of luxury. Like that's not what it is. Like it feels like it's part of the cultural experience. Like the people that live there and the people that work there, like
people seem friendly or not
super
so much?
Friendly. Oh my god, the people that work there especially are like crazy friendly because they're also working on tips. So you tip them out at the end of the trip. And that's how they make their money. You know, so these girls will go from the three villas on the property and they just set up the scheduling for like when they're feeding people. And, never gone really when it's been super busy. Like the largest villa on the property, when we rented for the Gas Digital crew, I've never seen people even use that one.
Is there a tourist time? Is there like a season?
Yeah, there's an you got to look it up. I don't know.
But there's an off season. That's where you go.
Off season is going to be summer, obviously. But honestly, I went to Costa Rica in the summer, and I never do tropical vacations in the summer.
Yeah.
Because I know I thought it was in the same place too. It's not. It's like it's landlocked.
Yeah.
It's not landlocked. There's water on either side.
Both sides. Yeah.
Central America, or is it North America?
Yeah, it's Central. Whatever. Central for sure. But like, Costa Rica. Yeah, it's right down there by the bottom.
Yeah. Columbia. That was really cool, too. But, it's funny because it's so humid in New York. The weather sucks in New York in the summer. August in New York is 100 degrees. It's humid as fuck. It's the worst feeling in the world. Leaving and going to 83-degree perfect weather was incredible, dude. It was almost as enjoyable as leaving during the winter because I like winter more than I like the dead of summer. Dead of summer in New York is, I hate it, dude. I hate being sweaty. I hate that stickiness, the fucking dirtiness.
I love it.
I'll
take it every day of the year.
You love it.
Yeah, I love it. Cold?
I never want cold, but I'd rather that than 100 degrees and humid in New York City.
I'll take it. 100 degrees. Guess what I have? Air conditioning.
That's true. I guess now it's a little bit better. Do you remember when you couldn't afford air conditioning? Yeah. Remember when air conditioning would break? You'd be like, dude, I'm in trouble.
Or just one in the bedroom, and you're like, you're out in the other room, like with the door open, going like, ugh.
It's the fucking worst.
This was the worst.
Yeah.
Wait, tell me about Rasta. Did you see any of that shit?
Like Rastafarians?
Yeah, like what is that? Is that there?
Is it technically a religion? I don't really know. I don't really know much about it. You do see Rastafarians, like older Rastafarian guys, and they speak, it's like broken English almost. So it's very heavy Jamaican. Like you can't really understand them.
Yeah.
But like I said, you're not really experiencing like, I don't go out and experience that.
You just stay
that
in the thing. Okay, fair.
You're staying, like if you're at a resort, you're going to stay at the resort. Yeah. By the way, I'll say one of the best meals I've had. All right. So two of the best meals I've ever had in my entire life were in Jamaica. Neither of them were at the villa. Right, and but the meals are incredible at the villa. Like everything is great. Like the food is just absolutely incredible.
I would want to go out.
So I did go out a few times. Right. So the one time me and Kim, when we went to the resort, the first time we went to Jamaica together, we met this guy. And they're always everyone's sort of like hustling, right? And the guy's like, he's like, yeah, man, this resort's okay. You got to see real Jamaica though. And I had never been to a villa. I'd never been to anything but a resort in Jamaica. This was my third time in Jamaica, maybe second or third time in Jamaica. And so this guy, he was like, oh, I have a driver, come meet us tomorrow. And we were a little bit weirded out. We're like, oh, dude, who is this guy? Who's this driver? It's not even a driver. It's his buddy. His buddy shows up in a Honda Civic, right? And they go like, yeah, we're going to take you out. And then they took us to a few swimming spots that were off of the resort that were really, really cool. And then they took us,
that's cool.
They took us to, they're like, oh, you want to have the best meal? And I was like, yeah. So they took us to somebody's house. It was somebody's mom. We sat on the front steps of this little shitty house.
No.
Right? It was not a restaurant at all. And they fucking cooked us fresh lobster, plantains, but it was like, I'm Puerto Rican.
Tostones?
Tostones. They were tostones style plantains.
The thicker,
yeah,
like
the fried
smaller
ones. They're almost harder.
Uh-huh.
And they had some sort of like syrup, like almost a mango syrup that they put on the plate on top of the lobster and the tostones. And it was, if I could eat this every day of my life, I would find
really?
I've never been able to find this mango syrup type thing that they use. It was like a mango sauce. It was just the freshest lobster. They were perfect plantains. And it was just a perfect little... We were sitting on the step of this very ghetto-like area.
Sounds fucking awesome.
It was awesome. It was an incredible meal. And my favorite meal I've ever had in my entire life was the first time I went to Jamaica. I went on a fishing trip. You go on a fishing trip, in Florida, wherever, they show up with a nice little mini yacht and you have nice poles. We met this guy, and his name was Duke. And he was like, you don't got to bring weed, man. You don't got to bring beer. I got you, right? And you're just drinking Red Stripes the whole time. Like, I love Red Stripe. Best fucking beer
Is that
in the
their
world.
Normal beer?
Yeah, that's their beer. Yeah,
For
Red
real?
Stripe.
Or they're doing it because they think?
Oh, no, Red Stripe's great. And a mighty cold Red Stripe, man.
I like it. I'm wondering, that's really what they drink?
Yeah, that's what they drink.
Okay, great.
As soon as you get off at the airport of Montego Bay, at the airport while you're waiting to get your shuttle or your taxi, there's a little stand that has Jamaican beef patties and mighty cold Red Stripes. And it's got to be mighty cold. It's got to be very cold. And when ice cold Red Stripe, when I get off that plane, I order a beef patty and I get myself a fucking Red Stripe, dude. Yeah. I just like, this I do every time.
This is before you've left the airport?
Before I left the airport. Every time I do this, unquestionably, every time I put my bags in, I grab a Red Stripe, I grab a beef patty and I sort of go, fuck, I'm back in Jamaica, baby. There we are. We're back in the land of the fucking free and the home of the brave. That's my America. Okay? And I love it, dude. And then I get like five more beers for the ride because it's like an hour and a half.
Drink on the road?
Oh, yeah. You drink on the road. Yeah, it's great. No seatbelts are in most of these vans. It's great.
They're not even in them.
But the best meal I ever had, we went on this fishing trip, right? And this guy shows up with this little tiny fucking banana boat, right? A little tiny boat. And It had a motor on it, right? And it didn't even have fishing poles. He had two, almost like a piece of wood, like sticks, like just sticking out. And it wasn't even fishing line. It had ropes that were hanging off of these poles. And attached to the ropes was a thick fishing line at the very end of it, right? So there was maybe that much fishing line with a massive hook, really, really, really massive hook, and spinners, the spinning bait. It was like rubberized spinning bait, right?
Okay. But it kind of like moves
around. So it spins around in the water, right?
Okay.
And we're going tuna fishing, right? And have you ever seen a tuna?
No. They're fucking big,
massive.
Right?
They're massive, dude. They're fucking massive.
Don't you expect them to be the size of an anchovy?
I expect them to fit in a can.
Yeah, fit in a can, exactly. Tuna. Yeah, tuna in a can. That's what I, me too.
Yeah, it fucks
when
you
up, first
dude.
See one, you're like, wait, you're like, what is this?
What is this giant prehistoric
it's a
beast?
Monster.
It's crazy, dude.
It's nothing like a tuna.
Nothing like a tuna. So we're like...
sardine size.
We're all smoking weed in this little van. We're just speeding out, right? Out onto this really flat water. There's not a lot of waves. There's no surfing in Jamaica, right?
Oh, there's not?
No. Maybe in other areas, but not where I've been. I've been to a few areas.
That's cool, though.
Very calm water, very pristine, crystal clear water. So we're going out, and he's like, hey, man, yeah. He's like, you got to look for the birds. And I was like, what do you mean the birds? He was like, you got to look for the hunting birds, the white birds in the sky.
Does everybody speak in fucking mystery there?
Yeah. We do. And we're like, well, we're gonna. So he's telling us to look for birds because what happened to the birds that are flying overhead, if you see a bunch of birds circling, they're hunting for fish, right? So they're showing you where the fish are, right? So that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
So then this is an old, this guy's probably 65, 70 years old, older guy. Do you remember very like really yellow? His eyes were like extremely yellow. He was so high, dude. He looked like he was like as baked as could be, dude. His eyes were barely open, dude. And we're looking for birds. We're just driving out there for a while. And me and this chick, we don't see anything, right? And at one point he gets excited. He jumps up. He goes, birds! Birds! And then he fucking hits the motor and we start going as fast as possible and we're looking in the sky. We don't see shit, dude. We see nothing. There are no birds in the sky. We're going for maybe 10 minutes, right? Like we're just full speed, 10 minutes. Then all of a sudden you see these little specks start to appear. This guy had like eyes like a hawk, dude. And he had eyes, he was so high. It was crazy, dude. It was nuts. I'd never seen anything like this, dude. And then we're still like another 10 minutes before we actually catch the birds, right? And as soon as we go under these birds, both poles at the same time, hunk, hunk, fucking tuna, giant tuna,
no.
Dude. There's no reel, dude. So he has cloths like on his hands, like ripped up like clothing, and he's pulling it in with his hands, the rope. And these fish are fighting him like crazy. His hands are bleeding, dude. Me and this girl are going, what the fuck? He pulls one of them onto the boat. It's this giant fucking tuna. He has a club. And he goes, bam, smashes the head. Brains fly all over our legs. We're like, what the fuck is going on, dude? Pulls the other one in, dude. We caught like five or six tuna that day, that exact way, right? He let me try to do it. I couldn't get the fucking, it was crazy, dude.
Random, like schmatas?
Yeah,
just
dude.
Like a torn up t-shirt? Like, okay, I'll use this.
Dude. It was fucking crazy, dude.
Wow.
And he beheaded it right
did
there.
Did you club any of them?
No, dude, I was a pussy, dude.
I tried doing it in Alaska on smaller fish, and you're like,
you feel
like,
so just
fucking, it's like swing through the head.
I cooked a lobster once. Yeah. You know, have you ever cooked a lobster?
Uh-uh.
So apparently, if you don't kill them first, if you cook them alive, if you boil them alive, it's very physically painful. But they figured it out now, right?
I thought you were going to say it's tastier.
Well, it's also better.
Tastier. Okay.
I bet
it's physically painful.
Yeah, that was the thing. It's like, oh, they don't feel anything. No, apparently they really feel it. They scream. They scream when you put them in the boiling water. You'll hear them like hissing, going, eh.
Yeah, I remember hearing that. I was like, that's just the air escaping
from
their mouths as they scream.
That's them screaming for their lives. And so apparently you're supposed to take a knife and jam it right behind like the brain where it's at and just shuts them off. And then you throw them right away in the pan. And I cooked lobster, dude. And I just couldn't do it. I had the knife up to the thing, and I was like, dude, I can't put this knife through a live creature's head. So I just went, and I would rather it be tortured as I could look away from it.
Then I'd have to do it.
Then I have to do it.
Neither one's a great option.
So anyway, we took the tuna back to the hotel. It was the shittiest resort in the country of Jamaica, okay? I wish I knew the name of that one. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And they cooked it up for us right there at the resort. They were like, yeah, we'll cook it for you. Like, we'll make you tuna steak. They made us huge tuna steaks. We shared it with a few other people that we met at the resort.
Damn. That was the best meal you had there?
The best meal I've ever. And by the way, I did not enjoy fish before that day. I'd never eaten fish. I was grossed out by it.
Yeah.
But there was something about like that fish coming from the ocean in my hand, walking up to the beach, covered in blood and fucking guts. And we're like, this
damn.
Is like. And we walked up and I was like, dude, I'm going to eat this. And I loved it. And now I fucking love.
You earned it too.
Love fish.
You have pictures of that?
No, that was damn. Back in the day. I mean, somewhere I do. You know what's funny? I do.
What?
I have hard copy pictures. I will send you some photos.
Okay.
I don't know if I have the tuna, but I have from that trip. We went to a place called the Rock House.
What is that?
In it's a really beautiful hotel, in Negril, and they have cliff diving. Like we ate like lobster and ate fish, and as soon as we were done eating, our seats were on a cliff. We jumped off where our seats were into the water in the night. It was so cool.
Wait, in the night?
In the night. Yeah, it was awesome.
Wow.
It was really cool.
Wait, you finished the meal? I was going to ask if you did it at all.
Oh, yeah. I finished the meal and then I just jumped. Yeah. Oh, I love cliff diving.
You don't have to wait 30 minutes?
No. That's an old wives' tale.
You're like, I go way deeper than that.
But yeah,
I'm so scared when I do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I pussied out in Hawaii. I was in Hawaii and I was up on a really high cliff and I was like.
You had to you walk down?
Yeah.
I'll pussy out and won't go up there.
Yeah, no.
Up there?
I was standing,
everyone's screaming at you?
I was looking down. Yeah, dude. All these people watching chicks were there giggling and laughing at me. It was terrible.
You said no.
No, I posted out.
When the fear first goes, when the first thought of like, actually, maybe not, it's hard to push it back.
The more clear the water is, the more of a hard time I have cliff diving because I can see the rocks on the bottom and it just fucks with me a little bit too much.
It looks like it's that far into the water.
Yeah.
So what did you do? Walk back down?
I walked back down.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The people were like, it's okay, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the girl that I was with was...
That was it.
She was like, no, I can't get wet for you anymore.
It's like that Louis sketch when he like takes it from that guy. Yeah. She's like, I'm not attracted to you anymore.
Yeah, that happened to Joe DeRosa. Did Louis get that story from Joe DeRosa?
No way.
That really happened to him, dude.
What?
Yeah, he was on a date with a girl, and it was even worse than that. A dude punched the girl that DeRosa was with, and DeRosa didn't defend her honor. He's like, hey, man.
Hey, man. And the girl's like, come on, bro.
Brutal.
I'm like, he has to. You have to.
Yeah. You got to get beat up.
You
got to
get beat up.
That's it. You get beat up that day.
Yeah. He may as well just be punching you to start with.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, you have no, it's over. You're doing it.
That's also, you have so much confidence that this guy cannot do anything to you. Like, I'm going to punch your girl. That's how much confidence I have.
And be that rude.
Yeah.
Fuck, what was I going to say? You got me goddamn Jamaica high.
Yeah. Am I making you want to go?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's great.
No,
right?
It sounds great.
Yeah.
Just the idea of the beach in nice weather. I get that now.
Yeah.
It's not like you're not trying to do anything.
No.
They're selling you the fucking weather and the beach.
Yeah, you're literally
the whole
just,
thing's an island.
The whole thing's an island. You're just hanging out. Yeah, like I said, there are things. You can take tours. By the way, if you can go to...
but something just relax.
Go to Kingston and go to like the Bob Marley Museum.
Say.
You
yeah.
can go to... Bob Marley's like grave. There's a big shrine there. There's like, it's more of like a musical, you know, like aspect to that culture that I don't really know. Like I love Bob Marley's music, you know, but I'm not like, I'm not like a fanboy or shit like that. So I'm not.
I feel like if you're into reggae, tell me if I'm wrong. That was like 45 years ago.
Yeah.
That's like listening to the fucking, you know, only Zeppelin.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
There's new reggae though.
I know, but nobody talks about that. They all talk about Bob
there's
Marley.
That Jewish guy. He's great, dude.
Matas Yahu?
Yeah.
You know, he lost his religion?
What?
He's not religious anymore?
No, I know, yeah.
He started getting his dick sucked.
Yeah, he's like, I can't do this anymore.
Rabbis.
Yeah.
You don't understand what I understand.
No, Modest Yahoo, he's got a couple good songs. I feel like the Jamaicans hate me when I play it, though. I feel like they look at me like, what are you doing, man?
It's like playing Weird Al when you
you're
get to America.
You're bringing a Jew to the country.
Ruining it. How many places are there to go in Jamaica? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you choose Kingston and a grill or...
Yeah, I mean, Negril's a big one. Negril's a big one. So, you know, 7 Mile Beach, all white sand. Like, that's like, but I think that's more touristy. I go to Ocho Rios because it is touristy, but it's a little off the beaten path. You know, I love Ocho Rios. That's where I go every year now.
Yeah.
But I got a ridiculous villa on the south side, but there's nothing else going on where I was. I forget exactly where I was. It was,
it's okay. You don't have to say it. Just the south
whatever,
side.
Whatever the beach was.
Yeah.
It was really cheap, dude. It was like $350 a night for this villa, and it was like had a private, you know, had a private infinity pool, private beach.
$350 a night.
$350 a night. There was a private. I'll tell you that you love this one. It had a private yoga deck.
I'm Jewish. Oh, that. Okay.
A yoga deck that was like in the sun, like it was like this beautiful. Like,
I would love that.
It was like you do yoga every day. It was called. I'll look it up right now for you. Here, I'll show you right now.
Show me right fucking now.
Yeah, Jamaica, dude. So I rented this one with a chick.
Oh, that's nice. Wait.
Look at the private pool.
Wow. Look at the palm, just the palm trees too.
I mean, you're literally, there's nobody. Look at the bathroom. There's outdoor showers. You're just naked all the time.
Outdoor showers.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Here, watch. Where? That's the living room. Hold on. Wait. You don't know how things work.
I do.
I mean, stop ruining it. Look at this at night. Wow. Sunset, dude. And this is a two-bedroom villa. This was really cheap,
dude.
Look at this. Look at this.
Oh, my God. That's completely private.
Yeah, dude. Nobody's there, dude. On a beach. Nobody's there. They have bikes you could just take.
Let me see that water. So is this what the water was like everywhere?
Yes.
Just this blue?
Blue,
this, like, it's almost like turquoise.
Clear. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Wow. Damn, that sounds nice. No, you have sold me on it, for sure.
Yeah, like, you have this outdoor shower. That's outdoors. Here, I'm going to show you this little dog that comes to the house.
What?
They die every few years, the new dog, probably. Hold on, I'm going to show you the yoga deck. This place was actually fucking really...
Hey. Don't you have any pictures of it?
I don't think so.
You don't have any pictures of it? Why? Because you haven't been there forever? I'm shocked you didn't take a picture on the yoga deck.
No, because I think at the time I was breaking up with one chick, then I brought another chick. I just didn't feel like dealing with the fucking... I want to see if they have a picture of the yoga deck. But
is it hard to get into? Do you need a...
No, dude. I mean, you just got to... Like, some of the places, like, my one that I go to is, like... Yeah. Like, I want to go...
No, I mean, into the country. Could you just stamp on arrival? Or is you got to get a pre-visa?
Nope. Yeah, easy peasy. Even during COVID, I went during COVID, and they have come to the house for you guys and do all of your COVID tests right there, and then they make it so easy. They want you to come. And they... Yeah, dude. This place is... I would recommend for, like, a romantic trip for just you and a chick. If you don't give a shit about touristy shit at all and you just want to be private...
Yeah.
Look, this is the yoga deck.
Wow.
If you just want to fuck on the beach.
Save that. Send me that. That's so cool.
Hold on, you're not give me that.
I won't do it during my podcast.
I don't trust you. Fair, I don't trust fair, you fair. At all. Add the photos. I'll send you the photo.
Okay.
yeah, dude. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm kind of sold on it. It's that experience, though. You're not looking to get into anything. You're looking just to have a fucking luxurious on the beach every day thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you just want to just get fat for a week.
Get fat, enjoy,
and relax. That's really.
I can see why that'd be good with a chick too.
It's the best.
It's like we're just gonna be treated well.
But now here's the thing: like the new girl I'm dating, like she's like, I don't want to go to fucking Jamaica. I'm not going to the same place you brought all these other girls.
That is fair.
Yeah. It's very fair. But we'll go one day. But it's like it's not gonna be the first like romantic vacation I take with her.
Yeah. So
where would you recommend for me to go on a romantic vacation with a girl?
Here's my good question. How about French Polynesia? Is that same vibe? It's hard to get to. And you really got to go for like 10 days.
Yeah, I got like 5 days.
Okay. A romantic vacation. That's interesting.
Ian Laura says Dominican Republic.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad.
She lives in LA and I live in New York, so maybe somewhere more in the middle.
I mean, what about like Belize or something?
We talked about Belize. I don't know anything about it, though.
I think they speak English.
No, they do, yeah.
Well, what do they speak in Jamaica?
They speak English.
English, that's their normal.
Yeah, but they got an accent.
Lewis, this brings me to a couple questions to wrap it up.
Please.
But I am sold on it. I will think about a romantic place for you, though. One, what's next on your fucking list of places to go? I didn't realize you went to this many places.
Oh, yeah.
You're way into it.
I just got back from Italy a couple weeks ago.
That's crazy.
Just got back from Costa Rica a few weeks before that. Me and my chick are going to go right after Skankfest. We want to take a romantic vacation. We talked about Belize. So that might
Never
be
been.
Belize.
Heard Never cool been. Things. Good yeah. diving.
I've heard really cool things. You know,
DR was really fun. I really, really liked it. And then they have that resort style.
I just have my problem with DR. It's like, if I'm in a place like that, I'm going to be like, why am I just not in Jamaica?
Fair. Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't like Dominican music.
How about like Paris or something? Because honestly, dude, all you're doing is recreating the other thing in another place.
Yes.
Let me take a chick to a fucking beach house.
Yeah.
Get to something different. Or Indonesia. I mean, that's far, far.
We talked about there's a place in Canada that's like outdoor and indoor spring spas. Steam rooms,
cool.
saunas. Like, I love
that
shit.
Fall.
I love that shit.
Yeah, yeah,
I just
yeah.
did that in Italy. We were at an amazing hotel. The whole basement was like a giant spa.
Another episode. This is all great for another episode.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all right.
I love traveling.
Enough.
I really do.
That's
Look,
cool.
I spend my money on a couple things.
So do you have it? So, yeah, go ahead.
traveling and good food.
Nice.
That's it. And I think those experiences, you will... Like,
you know what a girlfriend said about me once?
What?
She goes, all we do is fuck hard and eat dope meals.
I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
It's the, dude, you create memories. My son, look, I don't know if I'll ever have a big inheritance for him or like, yeah. But, you know, I'm doing okay. And, you know, I'm thinking his college will be taken care of. All that shit will be good.
Yeah.
But like what am I going to hold on to my money for? I would much rather create experiences with
him. It's not that expensive.
It's not that expensive. It's and also, light. Like, I get to like... You'll never lose those memories.
Nope.
That's it.
Nope. Fucking... Even after you've been stabbed, like he can hold on to that.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. so what's next? Like, what do you have on your list in your brain that's like, I want to go to that place. Never been to that place.
I'm thinking about Greece with my son
Greece.
Next year.
Talk to Stavi.
Talk
to Stavi.
Yeah, I will talk to him. Yeah, yeah. Or Giannis. Giannis goes.
Yeah. Giannis goes a lot too?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
So that was, it was great doing Italy with my son, like just as a, it was a really cool experience. And like, so I take my son to a new place every year for like a father-son trip.
Yeah.
And we've done Puerto Rico. We did, that's where we did Myrtle Beach, the Tiger Zoo. You know, we did California, Big Bear, California. We've done Hollywood.
That's
yeah.
cool.
So, yeah, I'm thinking about doing something. We do a family trip every year. This year we did Austin. We did Jamaica 2 years in a row. They want to go back to Jamaica. You should have seen the disappointment on my great aunt's face. She's like, what the fuck, Texas?
Because you usually fly her places. Like, all right, lady.
Yeah, Jamaica probably again next year for the family. But, yeah, Belize. Belize.
Is Belize in your head now?
Belize in my
head. Isn't it weird? Somebody just mentions it and then you're just like, huh.
It was already in my head. When I did the research on it, I couldn't really get a clear. It was just a foreign like,
uh-huh.
And I get anxiety and I go ah, and then I sort of like got it out of my head. I was like, I'll go back to Mexico, but I think Belize is the answer.
Okay, good answer. And then I'll ask you two more questions now. One, do you have any travel tips? In general, travel tips.
Bring wipes.
That's a good one. That's a solid one.
Bring wipes. The toilet paper
bring wipes.
Situation. Who knows what it's going to be?
Who knows?
Especially other countries.
And
a
what's
lot,
the difference if you
ply,
just bring one thing of wipes?
Nothing. It's the best.
The space taking up? Not much.
Doesn't take up anything. Dude. You just put them in your fucking... Yeah. It's nothing. Dude. You
bring
wipes.
That's a good one.
Massive, massive.
Hey, we got to start making a list of all the travel tips. Bring wipes.
I bring my own body wash and face wash, but that's just because I have sensitive skin. I hate the soap in hotels and that they give you. It's really, really bad.
Okay.
So I like to have that shit.
You can ignore that one. Bring wipes, though.
Wipes is a great tip.
Yeah, that's solid.
I'll tell you, I just signed up for Clear. I don't have TSA PreCheck. I got to get it, but I just signed up for Clear.
Saves you. When you're going to miss a flight, then you're not going to miss a flight.
You're not missing a flight.
Yeah.
And... You know, just if you have anxiety traveling in general, I travel a lot. And I'm a pretty good traveler. Like I'm surprisingly like, you know me, I'm kind of a loose cannon sometimes when things don't go right.
Yeah.
I just travel so much at this point. I've gotten into a really good rhythm of like just getting through security, you know, just the, you know, I also like, I get a weird, like my, whatever my ADD is, like I get a weird enjoyment out of being like exactly on time for things.
It's the best.
Like, but I'm talking about being early. I'm talking about like
being exactly
being exact, and I risk being late. Most of the time, it doesn't work out.
Can I tell you my ideal situation?
Please.
You're checking in.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, here's my bag. You check a bag in this situation.
Yeah.
And the lady behind the counter goes like this, goes, all right. like perfect, perfect. Yeah, you got it.
I was talking about this in Real House Podcast. Zach had a great line. He said, Lewis lives his life like it's the beginning of everyone's comedy special in the 90s. Like I walk out and get out of the car. I don't know that I walk out on stage. I'm like, hey, everyone. that's how I want my life to be.
Yeah.
At all times. So I like to be like, I leave 90 minutes to get to the airport.
Yeah.
That's it. 90 minutes before my flight.
Yeah, that's all you need. Yeah. 3 hours? Fuck
that's
you.
That's crazy.
Fuck you.
That's crazy.
Well, it's an international flight, but fuck
it means
you.
Nothing. You go through customs once you land.
Yeah, and
it
if you can't
nothing.
Get me through in 3 hours, then you guys got to do something better.
But why
it
do
should
they
be
say
25
3
minutes.
Hours for international flight? For there's no difference actually.
Yeah,
you go through customs
an extra
when
hour
you land,
for international
nothing.
to domestic.
It means nothing.
It means nothing.
It means
there might
nothing.
Be one extra little line, but
there's not. What extra little line is there for an international flight? There's
Where
nothing.
Was I just?
Once you land, you have to go through customs. That's it. You're not going through anything, any extra bullshit before.
Yeah.
It's a fucking scam.
It's a scam.
But I did join Clear just in the past few months, and that saved me a ton of time. I was just in Denver, and that airport is massive, and the lines were crazy. And I almost got emotional thinking about how I had clear in the moment. I was like, wow. This is beautiful, dude.
It saves you.
And you go up to a person, they walk you right through, and you look at everyone else, and give them the fucking middle finger, dude. It's the best, dude. Do you have clear and pre-check?
I do. And Rogies fucking flies you out first class. I was unloading. My cab was still in. You know when you're at the airport, but you're still circling around getting to the thing? It was boarding already, and we were doing that. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I'm fucked. Yeah. And then you just go. First class, TSA create clear, and the fucking thing, you're like, scan, go, move. And then you're at your gate with still enough time to steal
Walnuts. A couple little hacks as well. You can get on the Premier line, save your Premier ticket. They don't look at anything. They just look for the word Premier. You can zip right into that Premier line.
Every time.
With an old ticket.
That's a good hack.
Great hack. Number two hack, if you're not getting flown out by Rogies first class.
Yeah.
You're not in that first group.
Yeah.
You know, very often, if you're group four or five, your bag's not getting
fucked.
They're going to end up making you check your bag.
Especially if you got a fucking connector. No. You're not getting this bag.
Anytime, no matter what, I get on with group three.
Why?
Because, if I'm group one or two, I don't have to. But very often, I'm in group
three. Let's say you're group five. How do you get to group three?
When they call group three, I go. And I go, beep, I scan my ticket. They've never looked. They've never questioned.
They just look for one and two.
One and two is a little obnoxious. It's a separate line. I feel like you're really pushing it. I've never even tried.
And you won't do the I have an infirmary situation. I have a limp or something like that. I don't like that. That's taking advantage.
Because
anyone can do it. So it's like, come on.
No, I just say that if you're in group five, when they call group three, just get on that line. If they do say something, which they don't, it's just...
Worst case, you go, oh, shit, my bad.
Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I really thought you called group five. I'm so sorry. Like, they're not.
Yeah.
I've done this now at least a dozen times.
This comes from a guy who stole Starbucks. Because he goes, you can just go up there and go, oh, yeah, thanks, and take off.
You do that, too. Well, also, what I would do is, the better thing is, order Starbucks one time on your...
Life Hacks with Lewis.
They're called Scam That Jews. These are from the Real Ass Podcast. Scam That, Jew. You're the Jew in the scenario.
Okay.
Scam That, Jew.
Okay, I'll put myself... I own the business. What business? Starbucks.
You're a person... You're a patron.
You're not scamming me?
I'm scam... You as the Jew.
Oh, Scam That, Jew.
Scam That, Jew. Get out there, Jew.
You're telling me to scam.
Oh,
I get it. Real Ass Podcast every week.
So, go check it out. People love Real Ass Podcast. We got a bunch of great scams. But a great scam for Scam That Jew is my Starbucks scam. So if you order on the app, right, they show you, like, oh, it'll be ready. Right,
run over for this.
You know, here. And then you've got to order one time. Then take a screenshot of that app, okay, and then save it. Now, all you got to do, and take a screenshot of, like, what the order is and where the location is. Go to any other Starbucks at any time, and just be like, just sit around for, like, a minute and wait. Be like, hey, it says my drink's ready. I don't see it. Do you have a drink for Lewis? And then they'll be like, oh, no, we don't have it. And be like, yeah, here. And then you show them the app. You show them the screenshot. And then they look at it. They go, oh, you ordered for the wrong location. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm an idiot. I was like, oh, can I change the location to here? You can't. They go, no, you can't. And I was like, oh, man. They're like, don't worry. Just relax. I got you. And then they make it for you.
Wow.
Every time.
That's a good scam.
Great scam.
He's not going to do it. I got to go. What's the thing you say I should ask every guest? I fucking banned it. What was it you said when we were downstairs? You're like, you should ask every guest this. You thought of one.
Oh.
When I said, what are the bathrooms like? And what you asked, like, oh, why did you want to go to Jamaica? You told me.
And I did tell you from the book.
But that's a good one. That's a good one to ask every guest.
Yeah.
Why this place?
Yeah.
I think I've been doing
that. Well, thank you. It was fun, Ari.
Hell yeah, man. I'm glad. You're a fucking one of the traveler comics.
Hell yeah. I love traveling.
Yeah.
We got to do a trip sometime.
We got to really do a trip.
You remember when you planned that ski trip that you planned without me? That you literally just went with a bunch of
comics?
We
got to go, everybody.
You remember that? That was cool. Well, me and Ari planned on doing a ski trip. And then we talked about it extensively. Like, we actually,
it wasn't extensively.
We talked about it extensively.
I got to go, Ian.
And then he just went with a bunch of other comics. Ian Finance.
He was there last minute. All right, I got to
go. Okay.
Well, that's the episode. Thank you very much, Luis Gomez. Yeah, really, honestly, he's kind of sold me a little bit on Villas. I sort of get it. In a place where you don't really want to see the culture anyway, why not be treated lavishly? There was an artist who went to Tahiti. Ooh, Magritte? No. Gauguin. died of misery. I saw a thing about famous people who went to Tahiti when I was there, when I was in French Polynesia. And it said he did everything wrong with colonialism. Like, he went there and he was like, oh, I'm going to have a bunch of fucking child brides. Beautiful paintings. But in this display, it talked about the guy from... God, I'm not up yet. The guy from that Vietnam movie, the one who went crazy. Marlon Brando. He loved it. He goes, everything I thought I could take my money and help the people of French Polynesia, actually, or Tahiti, he goes, actually, they taught me what it was like to be alive. Now, Gauguin was way different. Gauguin was like, oh, no, fuck these people. They're not like us. And he went there and he painted amazing paintings, but he did everything wrong with colonialism. He really, everything you think is terrible about colonialism, that was Gauguin. And they said at the end of the display, they go, died of misery, 1837. He just got drunk all the time. He hated himself. But I do get it. When you want to live a little like a colonialist, get a villa. Get a villa in fucking Jamaica. It makes sense. It makes sense to be treated, to be waited on hand and foot in just beautiful weather. Why not? So thanks, Lewis. You guys, I do read the comments. I've weighed in. I've seen people, what you're saying, the different places you want to go. Tell me your own experiences in the comments and leave it for the algorithm. Subscribe wherever you're listening or watching. Let's get this podcast moving. I've already got it to 42,000 subscribers. Let's get it to 50 by next week. Next week will be KFC. Kentucky Fried Chicken will be on talking about his epic trip to Amsterdam with Brad Kushner. That's a good one. And don't forget, I'll be in Australia starting May 17th in Melbourne. May 18th is sold out. Adelaide, May 24th. Canberra, May 25th. Brisbane, May 31st. Sydney, June 1st. Going to go to State of Origin. Rugby match. And then, I don't know, man. I'm just a... got nothing to do for the whole summer. I'm just going to go hiking and just enjoy my life. And let me know where else you got. We got just a teaser. July 21st weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, is Shroomfest. The Shroomfest shirts will be available for pre-order either next week or the week after. And we're also going to launch a Patreon, and I have some wild ideas for the Patreon that you guys, I think, will love. Anyway, until next week with KFC going to Amsterdam. Wait. Bye, man. Wait. Peace be with you, man. It's just like, it's all very respectful till the end, and then I just ruin it. Bye. See you next week.